Mississauga's own Brad Boyes joining us right now on Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Finally, Brad, we've been waiting for this for so long. Where have you been? We've been waiting for this. I can't believe it's been like 12 years or so. I mean, drafted by the Toronto Maple Leafs. I traded in the Owen Nolan deal to the San Jose Sharks. And, you know, every time we look back at that deal in talking about Owen Nolan being with the Toronto Maple Leafs, everybody always says, you know, the Leafs gave up Brad Boyes as part of that deal. And we got ripped off on that one. Finally, you're back. Welcome back to Toronto.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Been on a bit of a tour of NHL in the meantime, but full circle, I guess it comes.
Hey, Brad, take us back to when you were young those days. And, well, not that you're still not young, but...
he's younger than I am,
back,
so...
Back then, you know, when you were still coming up through the league and you get traded. How did you feel back then when, you know, a Toronto boy, GTA boy, and you get traded away from the Leafs after getting drafted?
It was tough. It was... I don't know if it was a bit of a shock or not, but it's going through the draft when I was still around and the Leafs were coming up and picking. It was I never thought that they would actually draft me, and when they did, I was so excited. All of a sudden, all my buddies, everyone was so jacked up, and everyone around me were all big Leaf fans. So it was awesome. It was exciting, kind of looked the future. And then when I wasn't able to get a chance and got traded, it was. A bit of bittersweet. You know, I would have loved to have been there and played. But at the time it was no cap. There was no cap system and Toronto obviously had a lot of money and was able to buy these older guys and kind of keep it rolling that way. So it was tough though. I've always wanted to be able to play for the Leafs. So, you know, hopefully that opportunity is there in this training camp and I'm able to be part of the team.
Well, and hope that's going to be the case. Leafs would certainly benefit from that, and we'd love to have you here. But, you know, before we look ahead to this year and what might be here, what about, you know, not being with the Florida Panthers anymore? Because it came as a bit of a surprise to me that you guys would part company. I thought you'd stick a little bit longer with the Florida Panthers. Did it come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, it actually did. I was kind of on the same feeling. I knew that, you know, I didn't have as good of a season goal scoring wise as I had the year before. But as far as, you know, fitting in with a new coach and a lot of new players and still being responsible out on the ice and being put in certain situations, I didn't think that it would come to that, come to being bought out, traded maybe, but. So it definitely came as a surprise. I was hoping to be there. I love the ownership there. They were awesome. Great guys on the team. It was a lot of fun and, you know, a lot of sun in the wintertime. It was awesome.
Update from Gillette Stadium, and it is the Patriots now up 14-0 on the Steelers. Guess what? Another Rob Gronkowski touchdown, Jeff Sammet. Brad Boyes, our guest, newly signing a PTO with your Toronto Maple Leafs. Brad, you've become quite the shootout specialist over the years. I think only Jonathan Toews has been better than you by the numbers.
Yeah, I've had some good success. I've had a, I guess I stuck to a few different moves over the years, and they've been pretty good. But now it's getting tougher. I'm still, you know, working on different things, but with video and iPads and everything nowadays, it's getting tough for a score. Everyone's scouting you now, but it's been good. I've always had some success when it first came in and been kind of lucky enough to carry it through both the Western and Eastern conferences. So not facing teams when I was in St. Louis, I wasn't doing the Eastern Conference teams as much. So now coming over, when you don't play the guys as much, you can kind of catch them off guard sometimes.
You know, we often hear that if you're from around here, you're well aware of what the media is like in Toronto. And it's not, it's more so like the blanket coverage that the Leafs would get. You know, being from Mississauga, knowing full well what it's like to be a Toronto Maple Leaf here with, you know, the scrutiny, but a lot of the love that you would get and especially the attention you would get in this city. Was there a thought at all about... if I go there, I mean, I'm going to be picked apart. Everyone's going to know my every move. And especially coming from Florida and having experienced other markets, did you look at coming back to this market with any hesitation?
No, there wasn't. That I thought about that. That wasn't any hesitation for me. I haven't played in this atmosphere, but I know it and I understand it. At the same time, I'm coming in with different, I guess I'm not coming in off 40, 50 goal seasons. So hopefully the media and fans aren't too critical as of yet, but I understand what the possibilities are and the way things go. And I'm not a Twitter guy. I'm not a Facebook guy or anything like that. So I can try to shelter myself from it a little bit, but it's another way of looking at it is to be able to experience it going into Florida. And after practices, you have two reporters in the room. It's just something that's going to be totally different. And it's the constant excitement, or at least the constant talk about it, is it's something that growing up in it, it's going to be awesome to experience it for once.
Brad, you'll join Curtis Glencross and Devin Setoguchi as other players on PTOs heading into this training camp with the Leafs. What's your mindset going in to this one?
Just earn a spot. That's the biggest thing is I got to go in there. I don't have a contract right now. I don't have a place on a team, so I got to make sure that I go do that. And that's what I'm looking to do. I was through this a couple times or a couple years ago in Florida, and I was lucky enough it worked out at the time. And so this isn't my first time. So it's a mindset of going out there and earning what you get. You know, nothing's going to be given to me. I'm just looking for the right opportunity, and if that's being provided, then I'm looking to take advantage of it. And that's kind of the goal right now. There's no bitterness to anything. It's a mindset of go out there and earn it.
Yeah, it was just a train wreck here last year, Brad, with the Toronto Maple Leafs. It was just a horrible, horrible, and hopefully forgettable year. And talk all off season of how this team needs a culture change. And the veterans on this club might not like the word or description of rebuild, but it was just such a bad year last year. And look, things have changed. There are some new people involved, yourself included, but Mike Babcock being the head coach, and some management moves as well. Coming into the situation that was last year, do you feel confident that last year was last year and this is a totally different year?
As far as the Leafs are going?
Yeah.
I think so. I talked to Lou for a little bit before, Lou Lamoriello, before I agreed to come on the tryout, and that's what he's looking to do. He's looking to build the same type of franchise that he did in New Jersey, and it's a franchise of winning. And Babcock is the same way, as far as coming from an organization that won all the time recently, but went through some growing pains, and people in that organization had been there for a while with the ownership and stuff. So he's learned what it takes to be a champion and how to build from the bottom and head up. And I think that it's going to be different. It's going to be different mindset. It's going to be different culture, and that's huge, and that's great to see from even a fan from the outside, or someone from here on the outside, that the idea is to build and get to where everybody wants to be, but to stay the path and to do it the right way. And that's really encouraging for me. If I can be part of that, that's exciting. That's an exciting thing for me as well.
How's your game changed through the years, Brad, from when you were a younger player to now? What are some things that you've learned with experience?
I think that way my game's changed. I think the game in general has changed, so right. You need to adapt that way. So when it looks at my game personally, it's changed a lot from just having to adapt through the years of a couple years after. Like I came in the lockout in 04, so after that, the big defenseman, the hooking, the holding, all those things that even at my size, you could take advantage of, you had to learn to adapt that way in the smaller, faster game to get bigger and so, or to get quicker. And for myself, it was using more of, intelligence has kind of always been part of my game, and using my hands and getting to the right areas and seeing the ice. It was just now a matter of doing that quicker, getting into those spots faster, getting open, and at the same time when the puck's on my stick, if I'm in a shooting area, I got to shoot it a lot quicker and get it off quicker. So those are some of the areas that have somewhat evolved in my game, but I'm still a player that's a hockey sense kind of guy, where if I can play with someone that I know has got good vision, is looking to pass, then I'm looking to jump in different holes to get open. And when I can do that, if I can do that at a good pace, get the puck quick and get off my stick, those are some of the things that constantly trying to improve, constantly trying to get faster at.
Well, you've put up some good numbers last few years and throughout your career, Brad, and hopefully you could do that here in Toronto. And let's be real, okay, Brad, enough of this. Let's be real. You signed with the Leafs so that you could be in town for a Blue Jays playoff run. Let's just be real, okay? Let's be honest here.
Oh, that went through my mind for sure.
Well, Blue Jays fever. It's got everybody, Brad.
Well, you big Blue Jays fan, Brad? Amazing. I mean, all growing up, a big Blue Jays fan?
Yeah, there was nothing else to watch. My dad was a big baseball player, or at least a big fan, and played a little bit when he was younger. So my brother and I, we played growing up. My sisters played T-ball and softball and all that stuff. So definitely Blue Jay fans. And it's been tougher. And it's, being in the hockey circle, this is now a team that's outside, obviously a different sport that I can, you know, truly latch myself onto and cheer for them. And it's been tough, but playing in Boston that one year, I'd still talk about 92-93, and I was trying to rub that in a lot. And then obviously the Red Sox won the World Series a few times, so that card was kind of overplayed and wasn't able to use as much. But I'm looking forward to playing a new card. Hopefully they do it this year.
Yeah, hopefully, because I mean, the last time they made it to the playoffs and they won a World Series, you were like 10-11 years old. You're a fully grown man now, so it'd be nice that they are able to do it this time, so you have something new to brag about. Brad, boys, good luck with the Toronto Maple Leafs in camp this season. We'll be rooting for you. Thanks for this. Appreciate you taking the time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.